We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. It is quarter number four. Before we get going, get in on the playoff action this weekend with the DraftKings Sportsbook app. And to top it all off, DraftKings Sportsbook is offering their best sign-up offer to date right now. You don't want to miss this. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the code KSN. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook is going all out with a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Don't forget, that's code KSN and get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. The bonus is comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires a 25-time playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Second part, at the beginning of quarter number four, is we announce the winner of the 409tailgateclub.com gift box from quarter number three from Ask Ross. And it is Steve from Chicago, Illinois, about the offensive coordinator and the defensive coordinator relationship.
Good question. Unique,
yeah, it was a good question. Unique in that it was a guy who handed the DC of Penn State his lunch.
So I know Ross is going to talk about the offensive line.
We are going to talk about
it. I just wanted to say, because I saw it this morning, Ross, did you see it? The Pro Football Focus rankings for all of the college offensive lines from
120 to 130.
One to 130.
I saw it.
Any guesses where Penn State finished? Generally,
I'm going to guess. I'll guess 17.
Ooh,
very close.
Very close.
14th. 14th in the country, and they leaped praise upon praise on Michael Bennett, as he was the only guy they got. He said it was like a paragraph write-up, but they singled out Michael Bennett for his improvement both against the run and the pass. Oregon was number one, in case you were wondering.
Oregon had a really good offensive line.
Yeah, and
LSU, I mean, there's
LSU's offensive line was ranked low.
I believe Penn State was either second or third in the Big Ten. Ohio State was one.
They were fifth in the Big Ten,
really?
Actually. Yeah, it was. I had that say. Ohio State, Big Ten rankings, according to them, for Ohio State, Iowa, then Wisconsin, and Illinois was ahead.
That's right, Illinois.
Of Penn State for an offensive
line.
So
it's hard to argue with Iowa and Ohio State. And Wisconsin.
Right.
Illinois, I got to be honest with you, I don't know much enough about their offensive line to really know that.
They went young last year, very young, and they all came back.
Illinois did?
Yeah, they all got bigger, better, and stronger. And
do we know what Penn State was the year before?
I do not.
Was not 14. That's all I could probably guess. I just think that's a pretty significant.
And speaking of Michael Bennett, they ranked offensive linemen irregardless of position. Remember, they highlighted the best player on the offensive line and gave him their national ranking as the best player. And he was like 11th or 12th best offensive lineman in the country, irregardless of position.
I had a scout tell me recently that they gave Michael a third round grade. So that is a big win for Penn State.
Yep.
To get a guy back that would have been a third or fourth, maybe fifth round pick, but if one scout gives him a third round grade, you probably, and this is not like an entry level scout, this is like a higher level guy,
right?
So if he gave him a third round grade, that's a pretty good sign for him.
Can he improve on that? I'm just wondering. You know, like know him, we know
he can. You know what I think happens too, Andy? I think on some level, your rep coming into the year matters. Because it's like everybody knows about the Wisconsin center.
Right.
Everybody knows about some of these other centers. So it's like you're behind them and it's hard to prove you're better than them. Whereas now for this year, Michael might be the number one center coming back. So it might be like, and part of it depends on how many teams will need centers.
Right.
I think there's only like 4 to 8 centers get drafted a
especially
year.
Especially with a Wisconsin kid declaring.
Right. I think there's only like 4 to 8 centers. Yeah. get drafted a year. But he would have been one of them this year, but I think he would have been five or six maybe.
Yeah.
And I think now he'll go into next year with a rep and he'll be looked at as one of the top two or three. So he might be able to be a second rounder. I don't think he's a first rounder, but who knows? Maybe he even has a great year.
He's starting to remind me a lot of a guy named Stefan Wisniewski, who played center and guard at Penn State.
Yeah.
And he stayed the whole way at Penn State. He got better each year he played fairly early. And I believe he was a second round pick of the Raiders, because I remember they made a big deal about it because Steve Wisniewski was a Cowboys pick in the second round that played like his whole career with the Raiders. I don't know. I'm not saying they're carbon copies, but in terms of development and where he might go in the draft and how good he is, like he could be along a similar arc.
Last question I have about Michael is you know, the PFF guys graded him high. Where did you see Ross, his biggest step from year two as a starter over year one as a starter? Where did you see the best of Michael
Football Mack? Intelligence, I would say.
Signal caller, traffic
Well, just kind of seeing things. And like last year, he was a good athlete playing center for the first time.
Right.
This year, he was a center. And I can speak to that because I was mainly a guard in college. Then I got to the NFL and they put me at tackle and I could play guard and tackle. And then the second year, they're like, we want you to try center too. And, you know, when you're first there and you're making the calls and you're snapping the ball, you know, you're like, okay, this is the guy I have over here. Whereas when you've done it for a little bit, you kind of see the linebacker cheating that way. You see that this D tackle is a little tight. You know he's pinching. You snap it and go, bam! You know what I mean? Like, you just see things so much faster and better with more experience. And so he looked like a veteran. Like, he looked like he had gotten a lot of reps at the position. I remember you saying to me one time, and this might have been when Michael Mennett was a true freshman, that did Andrew Nelson tell you he's going to be good? He just needs more seat time.
Yeah, I did.
He just needs Andrew a little Nelson bit more was seat like, time. Because Michael played tackle in high school, and he really was just way more athletic than everybody he went against. He has – I got to check with the Penn State guys. But when he was at Penn State summer camps, his short shuttle, which is the 5-10-5 drill, was on par with – DBs that Penn State offers. So that's how good of an athlete is, how well he changes directions. He doesn't have crazy long arms yet. I have multiple videos that I've seen of him dunking in high school basketball games. And he's not like 6'6 either. It just goes to show you he's a rare athlete. His dad, I think, is still the all-time leading rebounder at F&M and block shots.
Brian.
His dad led Reading Central Catholic to the state championship in 84. His dad's a freak athlete, like freak athlete. So that's how he got it. You know what I mean? Like, from his dad's side of the family, they got some explosive juice in those legs.
We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleep blue and white. Drink blue and light. Quarter number four. We're talking about Penn State's offensive line. We haven't even talked about their new O-line coach. And so the question is, what is the biggest reason that they went to Phil and did not renew the contract of Lime Grover, in your opinion?
I don't know the answer to that. Okay. I would say, we talked about it last week, I'm surprised they moved on from Lime Grover. I thought Lime Grover did a really good job. The only thing I would say is, when every offensive lineman improves, and it's the best offensive line in the Franklin era, and he still moves on, in my mind, it's got to be recruiting. In my mind, it's got to be recruiting. Like, what would be the other explanation? The other explanation, I guess, would be that Franklin thinks that you can get even more out of those guys. I don't know. Or maybe Franklin says, well, why weren't we better when we had Bates and McGovern, who are both on NFL rosters right now? I personally think that it was probably a recruiting thing. I really like Matt Limegrover. I didn't know him. I talked to him a lot at the state championship games. I really liked him. But I also, I'm not, Troutwine, if you talk to him, looks and conducts himself like a guy that you think could be a future head coach, a future coordinator,
right?
A you know, an NFL offensive line coach. Mm-hmm. He is in great shape. He casts an imposing figure. He, you know, looks you in the eyes. He's impressive.
Right.
When he comes into a room or you talk to him, he's impressive. I don't want to say Lime Grover's not. He just, I can't, it would surprise you if he became a head coach. Right?
Right.
And I wonder if that's reflected in recruiting. Because I do know, like, with offensive linemen, and I do know with offensive, like, people really care about their position coaches, and you want a guy that is impressive. You want a guy that you're like, wow. I mean, really, you'd like your guy at every position to be a guy that you think could be a head coach someday, right? Like, right. You want them to have that kind of clout. And I do think Franklin always puts a premium on recruiting, always, and rightfully so. I don't know how many guys Lime Grover got. I know that Troutwine got Boston College's two best recruits last year, two four-star offensive tackles, and yeah, all of his guys made all-conference. And the ACC has like 50 teams.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I mean, they got a lot of teams.
This feels like this is it's always a lot about recruiting with James, and he's trying to close the gap between Penn State and Ohio State, and they're going to face some really good defensive fronts as long as James, right, Franklin is there. And he's a guy that not only he feels good about as a developer, but I think he feels like he's a better recruiter. If you look what he brought Sider here, I think this is part of the plan to narrow the gap and close the gap on Ohio State.
So football-wise, I wanted to ask you, Ross, if and let's just get it out of the way. Phil inherits a very full cupboard, right? We know what's coming back. He inherits a very good offensive line. Do you think the in-game part of it, the football game of it, like, it seemed when this offensive line would struggle, it was when the adjustments were made by the defense or the communication, the blitz pickup. When it was disguised and a little tricky, they were a bit of a hot mess, it seemed, at times. And do you think that was any factor in it?
I don't. I think it's primarily recruiting.
Okay.
I really do. I think it's primarily recruiting and what Bob said. I think that Franklin saw a guy whose contract was expiring and saw an opportunity to get better. And he always talks about how hard it is to get to that next level.
Right.
I think you got to get incrementally better anywhere you can. I don't think it's a negative on Lime Grover. I think he thinks Troutwine's that good and they just got incrementally better there.
All right, that's it from our show from the Labatt Studio. For everybody at the Keystone Sports Network, thanks for checking in with us, and we'll be back next week.
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN to get in on the playoff action. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
With the college bowl games and pro football playoffs approaching, what better way to celebrate than treating your guests to the best in barbecue with the rubs and sauces from 409tailgateclub.com. They also have great gift boxes. And don't forget the famous 409 Tailgate Club Bloody Mary Mix. To top it off, if you go to 409tailgateclub.com, use code KSN for a special discount just for Keystone Kickoff listeners. That's 409tailgateclub.com, and remember to use code KSN.